Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. A special welcome to all of you joining us from home. It is a blessing we could be all one community, one people beyond physical distance. We're very thankful to welcome Pastor Eric Dole here with us this week. He'll be preaching for us in this season of creation, kind of round robin preacher circulation. So last week I was over at Emmaus and Pastor Andrew and Pastor Kim were here. So it's all kind of moving around, getting fresh voices and fresh people into one another's worship spaces. This week, as we continued our season of creation, we kind of move forward in this progression where we began 2 weeks ago with the in our theme of rooted in God's living soil, that we ourselves are creation. Last week, we talked about how we steward the earth and the earth stewards us. This week, we shift tone a little bit, and it is a service that used to be called Natural Disasters and Wildfires, and now we're calling it Breakdown, Destruction, Grief, Decay, and Hope, as we spend time recognizing what has been lost in the creation around us and where our hope is in Christ in the midst of that. And so we begin our service with a psalm of lament, Psalm 42. Invite all those who are able to stand.
Thank you.
We continue with our prayer of lament. Gracious God, by day and night we pour out our prayer to you. We are crying out for justice, yearning for what is right, longing for your peace. We feel what we have lost from fire, from flood, from drought, from wind, and from earthquake. Many have been affected and are in pain. Come quickly to help us, O God. Save those who call upon your name. We grieve the fires that have raged across the West, destroying years of growth in our wildernesses and living spaces. And your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We grieve the droughts that have scorched crops, and your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We grieve the floods that have destroyed habitats, villages, towns, and cities, and your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We grieve the earthquakes and tsunamis that have devastated communities, and your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We see water sources declining, and your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We see our already exhausted emergency and rescue workers overworked, and your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" We feel our own complicity in the destruction of your world, yet see the problems as so complex that we do not know how to address them. And your people cry, "How long, O Lord?" Loving God, inspire by your Holy Spirit those who are afraid of losing hope. Keep us working and praying for the day when your justice will roll down like waters, and your righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Assure us of your resurrection life that springs forth from death. Replenish our strength and stir up our hope as we look for signs of your coming reign. And fill us with the peace that passes understanding, the deep peace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whose holy name we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pray. Living God, you call us to be in relationship with the earth and all that you've made. Forgive us when, through our greed or indifference, we abuse its beauty and damage its potential. Even as we acknowledge our fear for the future of creation, empower us through your Spirit to partner with you in protecting this precious world and the lives of our most vulnerable neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated and prepare your hearts, minds, and ears to hear the Word of God.
The first lesson is from Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. You will be in the right, O Lord, when I lay charges against you, but let me put my case to you. Why does the way of the guilty prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? You plant them and they take root. They grow and bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouths, yet far from their hearts. But you, O Lord, know me. You see me and test me. My heart is with you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and set them aside for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the grass of every field wither? For the wickedness of those who live in it, the animals and the birds are swept away, and because people said, he is blind to our ways. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is from Romans, the 8th chapter. I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope. In hope, the creation itself will be set free from its enslavement to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what has already seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought to, but the very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things will work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son in order that he might be the firstborn within a larger family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Jesus said, I tell you, if the people were silent, the very stones would shout. I bring you greetings from your sister congregation down the road, United Lutheran Church, and it is good to be with you. I've had the pleasure of working with Ben as he was an intern here. I got to be his supervisor, and now he is teaching me more and more. Paul's word from Romans comes to us, and it could have easily been written in the Washington Post or maybe in a book on creation these days. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves. These words may hit a little close to home as we hold our breath in concern that the smoke of August may soon be upon us from uncontrolled wildfires. We hold our breath and watch our modern day reports. Maybe you saw some of them in Florida. Swimmers encounter an ocean that feels like steamy syrup. Vermont flooding. Farms suffer more damage and loss than during Irene. China logs 52.2 degrees Celsius, which I had to look up 126 degrees Fahrenheit, as extreme weather rewrites history. These were just from 2 days this week. The whole world has been groaning in labor pains until now. It almost makes me want to sing like the hee-ha episodes of old, right? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, blatant misery. Oh! Ben's too young to know that hee-haw reference. But this isn't individual bad luck. It feels like the whole world is affected. And of course, the ones that feel it the most are the poor and the downtrodden. But in case we think that this is something new, our biblical story reminds us, well, it is nothing new at all. It isn't difficult to find material in the biblical account for our theme that we are sharing at Central United and Emmaus. Breakdown, destruction, degradation, decay, grief. As you have possibly picked up by now, this week is a week of lament. I could tease Pastor Ben for inviting me here to preach on lament. Nice to meet you also. But Deacon Claire is at United. Pastor Andrew, who you heard last week, is at Emmaus preaching on this same theme. Our biblical story allows us for time to lament and grieve. From Lamentations to the Psalms, to our readings this morning from Jeremiah and Romans. But as Christians, we must remember that our lament is never to be done alone. Rather, lament, we are reminded, is a collective response to tyranny, injustice, and degradation. And today, we look specifically at the degradation of creation. So I wonder, is it fair to say that as Christians, we are called to grieve differently, that we may grieve differently? Certainly Christians and non-Christians alike experience the same pain, but shouldn't it make a difference that we live in the light of Christ's resurrection? Pastor Ben provided some thoughts to our group as we met for text study. He had written up some pericopes for us to look at as we considered our text, and he wrote this: "The groaning inwardly of all creation is the experience of the present, while at the same time the redemption, our redemption, and all of creation's redemption is at hand." Maybe you have heard before that Lutherans call that the already, but the not yet. We hold things in tension. So the question I want to muse about today with you, if one may muse during a day of lament, is how does our hope in Christ change us even amid laments? We still feel all the grief, but our hope shines through because of Jesus. God alone, it seems to me, can hold together all the seeming opposites that contradict life. In and with God, we can do the same, but we remember we are never, ever the doer. So in our journey through this season of creation, we started with joy and our joyful relationality with all of creation. And today we are talking about the relationality of lament. The thing is, whether we are experiencing communal Lent or communal joy, they come out of the same human emotion. And it's emotion that God shares with us, and that is love. I've come to believe that the virtue of hope, with great irony, is the first fruit of a learned capacity to suffer wisely and calmly and generously. If we could all but get there. Just as the familiar marriage vows, where we promise to abide with our spouse in joy and sorrow, and all that the years may bring in sickness and in health, today we are invited to stay in relationship with all of creation in sickness and in health. In and through creation, God has made also that same promise to us. We think of God as a God of love, and of course that is good and right, but do you also think about a God who feels, who experiences joy and sorrow? Most people don't like to think about a God who suffers, but Jesus came to change all of that. And if God truly loves, and Jesus, of course, is our truth that God does truly love, then joy and lament, despair and delight will in mysterious ways always go hand in hand. Our climate crisis, I think, can cause us to throw up our hands and want us to stick our heads in the mud, but it all seems so big. We must never forget that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, our uncertainty, our despair. It is true that we do not always know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit intercedes with us with wordless groans, with sighs too deep for words to express. As we take time to listen to the earth, we can hear it groan. As we see the effects of climate change affecting the most vulnerable in our world, we hear the groans of humanity. And yet God has a way of bringing things in full circle in our daily lives, in creation's life. It is said that the mystics believe Jesus' death and resurrection is a mystery that will complete itself. The perfection of God and God's creation is quite simply a full circle. They believe that Alpha and Omega, joy and lament, are finally the same. Through our biblical story, we are to enter all of creation with reverence. Have you taken time to step out into God's creation with reverence, seeing the beauty that is of God? Reverence. It's deep respect. The Creator is evident in creation which surrounds us. And we can see it and experience it through our senses. We are part of it. Can we be humble enough to acknowledge that we are not separate from creation? We are a part of a web of life. We have been taught that this mutual dependence is a gift. Life is a gift. I am one who has fished and hunted in the past, and I was taught by my parents and my brothers and my sister to experience all the creation, that part of my role was to take care of it as it takes care of us. Throughout Romans 8, Paul writes a sacred utterance of creation and humankind in crisis. And if we spend any time in creation at all, we know both its incredible beauty and its devastating degradation. And so today, this morning, we take some time to lament. We don't know what will emerge from this time of uncertainty, but we do know that something is being born. As part of God's creation, we never settle in gloom and despair, but do what we can to be a part of the hope and love of God to and with one another, to and with all of creation. like a woman in labor, there is expectation in the darkness, anticipation amid the suffering, hope permeating the pain. Something new is being born and something old is being transformed. In sickness, in health, as long as we live, God will love us and all of creation. So may we respond accordingly, no matter what those headlines read. Amen.
Now we continue with our service, confessing our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Blessed God, whose love calls the whole creation into covenant with you, and who puts in our hands responsibility for the care of the earth and its creatures, we pray for all to whom you have given life and being, saying, "Hear us, O God, your mercy is great." O God, you call your church to announce the gospel of resurrection and new life in the midst of suffering and death. Guide your church as it seeks your wisdom and shares it, trusting your Spirit bearing witness among us. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You brought forth all creation and called it good. Direct policymakers to protect lands and seas. Bring rain to sun-parched fields and protect areas impacted by natural disasters. We pray especially for wildfires in Canada, excessive heat in much of the West, flooding in Vermont and California and other places, and all the challenges of our earth as we hear it groaning. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You desire peace among nations and peoples. Guard our neighborhoods from hatred. Watch over firefighters and emergency responders, and teach us to advocate for those who live in fear. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You are gracious and merciful, comforting those who suffer any affliction. Sustain your people. Provide shelter for all who are unhoused and suffering under the elements, all who are sick, injured, recovering, in grief, in isolation, or in any pain. We pray especially this week for Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Gay and Dal Haverland, Doug and Jody Martin, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus, several family members of David Joe. For whom else or what else do the people pray? For all these we've named aloud, those held in our hearts and those known only to you, we lift up before you. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You name us each as your children. Guide our hospitality ministry to welcome all, our education ministry to equip us for faithful living, and our social ministry to enact the gospel in our community. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You send faithful people to proclaim freedom from bondage and to renew your church. Encourage us by the witness of the faithful departed, so that we may live in that same hope. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to stand up and share that peace with one another, and make a wave to those joining us from home, the peace of God to you as well. A few brief notes of our life together this week. If you flip to the end of your bulletin there, you'll see several things. Next week, we conclude our season of creation, talking about resurrection and renewal. But this Saturday, we will have an opportunity to be caring for our creation. That is a Riverside litter cleanup at 9 a.m. Meet at the Campbell Community Center. And it'll be a time where we could be doing some cleaning and joining fellowship with one another. So please join us there, and that'll be with all three churches combined. Further, you see, we're going to be hosting another blood drive, if you'd like to give blood, to go to the website there or call that number and schedule an appointment. It's very helpful if we get those appointments scheduled. And then the other thing you'll see on the page about the ELCA study for civic life and faith. This is something that Deacon Claire is organizing, which is a very important topic. How do we faithfully and responsibly talk about our civic life and faith? The ELCA churchwide is working on a social statement on this, and they've asked for our feedback. Deacon Claire was one of the authors of the previous social statement and is very aware of how important that feedback is and that it does actually get read. So I do really want to invite you. You see it's on Tuesday evenings to attend some or all of these events. It will be a wonderful time together to be able to talk about a very important topic. So keep those on your radar. They'll be at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays via Zoom. So please pay attention to those coming up. With those brief announcements, let us continue with our offertory. Let us pray. Sovereign of the universe, you set the parameters of the sea and renew the earth with light from the ages and rain from the heavens. Receive the gifts we bring as we care for oceans, lakes, and all habitats. To the glory of God, in the name of Christ, our peace. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, through whom you created all things, who in his crucifixion and resurrection bestowed on us new life as the new creation. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church, the whole creation, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God triune, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Over the eons, your merciful might evolved our home, a fragile tree of life. Here, by your wisdom, are both life and death, growth and decay, the nest and the hunt, sunshine and storm, darkness and light. Sustained by these wonders, we creatures of dust join in the ancient song. The earth is full of your glory. O God triune, you took on our flesh and Jesus our healer. In Christ you bring life from death. We remember his cross. We laud his resurrection. Broken like bread, he enlivens our body. Outpoured like wine, he fills the earth with goodness. Receiving this mystery, we mortals sing our song. The earth is full of your glory.
The earth is full of your glory.
We praise you for the heart of Jesus, so filled with your love for this earth, that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered around this table, we, your children, unite in this song. The earth is full of your glory. O God triune, you create the worlds. You uphold the living. You embrace the dead. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Strengthen us for our journey with this meal, the body and blood of Christ. Give us a future that trusts in you and cares for your earth. Empowered by your promises, we rise from our deaths to praise you again. The earth is full of your glory.
The
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, down to the floor, where you meet our servers. Receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then intinct or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. We also have gluten-free wafers available if you need that. Just let your server know. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ who bids you come. invite all who are able to stand. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. In this meal of bread and wine, we are reminded of our place within creation. We are merely one piece of a diverse landscape which you dream into existence every day. Send us now filled with your goodness, striving for the better world you envision, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The God who calls across the cosmos and speaks in the smallest seed, bless, keep, and sustain you, now and to the end of the age. Amen. Peace. Share the harvest.
Thanks be to God.